The founder of Bob Jones University, Dr. Bob Jones Sr., was one of God's great warriors for the faith. The message you will hear now, recorded during Dr. Jones' earthly ministry, illustrates his firm conviction that whatever the Bible says is so.
My friends, I bring you the 48th message in a series of 52 on what the Bible teaches. What does the Bible say? Now, I'm not attempting to give you all it says. Nobody can do that. That's the one inexhaustible book. This book of books, forever settled in heaven. But all the things in that book that you need to know to live the kind of life you ought to live as a Christian, you can find those things in the Word of God. They are clear and definite, and it's wonderful to know that. You know, we are living in strange days. Everybody's talking today about a positive gospel, positive message. Well, the gospel is a positive message. What does it say? Believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. That's positive. That's something I'm to do. But that's not all it says. He that believeth not shall be damned. That's there too, see. Now, there are two sides to this thing. God tells us what not to do, and he tells us what to do. See, he says, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not, see. Thou shalt not covet. Did you know that no man is going to do what he ought to do if he does what he ought not to do? And the trouble today is we have unbalanced Christianity. Christianity is out of balance. Sometimes people have talked about give up, give up, give up, give up, give up, and that's all they ever talk. Quit this, quit that, quit the other. That's all they ever talk. They've gone on that way. Some people do that way. And then sometimes some people come along and they say, do, 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 do. See? Now, what does God say about it? Well, the commandments to do are as definite as the commandments not to do. Now, let me show you one of them. Let your light shine before men. Now, no commandment could be clearer than that. That's as clear as it's possible for God to speak. Let your light shine before men. What for? God goes on to explain. He doesn't always explain it. But when God tells you to do something, it's as definite as when he tells you not to do something. And always back up, there's a meaning. And God has a reason when he tells you to do something. Let your light shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And he says, this is sensible. This is sensible. You wouldn't light a candle and put it under a bushel. He says, it's good sense in letting your light shine. In other words, Christianity lives not just by the don'ts, but also by the do's. You can't carry Christianity on without both. There's some things you shouldn't do. There's some things you should do. You tell your child, don't do so-and-so. And then you tell your child to do so-and-so. Now, one's as clear as the other. If he doesn't do what you told him to do, he disobeys you. If he does what you told him not to do, he disobeys you. Well, now, in this day and time, we come along and we say, well, you know, I believe in a do religion, positive religion, positive message, positive this. Now, I can say this to you. I can say that if you do what you ought to do, you won't have time to do what you ought not to do. But both commandments are there. Now, I used to say in a younger man, the way to keep from don'ting is to do so fast you don't have time to don't. But you can go to seed on this thing, and we're going to seed on it in America today. When people come along and say, well, I don't, I just believe in going ahead and doing what it says do, and just going ahead and living my life. Well, now, God Almighty tells you how to live your life. He tells you not only what to do, he tells you what not to do. And if you have no right to say, well, I'll do what he said do, but I won't do what he said not to do. And we have diluted the Christianity in this country, and we've diluted the Christian effort in America, and we are bringing into this day a superficial, glamorous type of Christianity, a religion without any depth. You know, Hollywood, with all of its glamour, has affected almost everything. We've gone crazy on bigness in America. You know, everything isn't big, it's no good, you know. All these young folks starting out, you know, and it looks big, and they're doing big things and so forth and so on. and the devil slips in and perverts. See, you know, the devil, if he can't stop you, will try to make you act the fool and slow you down, pull you off the tangent and cause you to hurt the cause. That's the way the devil operates. He's a deceiver. He's a deceiver. Now then, the Lord tells you to honor the Father, honor the Lord thy God, with thy substance. With thy substance. All right, fellow said, all right, I got some money, I'll give it to the church. I'll give my money here. I've got the money to give, I'm going to honor the Lord in my substance. And then he goes out to the country club on Saturday night, some people, you know, and drinks plenty of cocktails and gets drunk and has a big party. And then says, well, we go around tomorrow and we'll honor God with our substance. He told us to do that. We're sure going to obey him. Listen, he told you something about how you're not to live. Wait a minute. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, and that stand the way of sinners, and sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord. Now, he does certain things. He walks in the counsel of the ungodly. He does not stand the way of sinners. He does not sit in the seat of the scornful. Before you can delight in the law of the Lord, you have three things there. Blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. That's something he doesn't do. He doesn't sit in the seat of the scornful. See, that's something he doesn't do. He doesn't stand the way of sinners. Yeah, three things. He does not do, and then he does this. He delights himself in the law of the Lord. You can't delight yourself in the law of the Lord by disobeying him in any particular. If the word of God's clear and you don't live up to the word of God, that word is forever settled in heaven, you're going to have trouble. You cannot delight yourself in the way of the Lord when you walk in the counsel of the ungodly he told you not to do. When he told you not to sit in the seat of the scornful, when he told you not to stand in the way of sinners, you've got to obey him about what he says not to do just as truly as a Christian should obey himself what he tells you to do. Now, you've got to be a Christian before you can live a Christian life. Now, just not doing something won't save you. You are saved not by what you do, but by accepting what Jesus Christ did for you when he went to Calvary's cross and bore your sin in his body on the cross. But what happened? You turned to God from idols to serve a true and living God. They had idols. And when Paul spoke to them, they said, we've got to quit all this devilment around here. We've got these idols here worshiping them. We're going to give up this idolatry. We'll turn to God from idols. And what else? Well, that was an act. What did they do? They turned away from something. They gave up something. They turned to God from idols to serve the true and living God. Yes. And what else? And to wait for his Son from heaven. They had a spirit of expectancy, an attitude of mind and heart that gave them an upward look. But they had to give up something to get something. Some great preacher said one time, only those who come empty-handed can clean. In my hand no price I bring. I have to get in my hands before I can take hold. See? As long as you hold on to something you ought not to hold on to and know you ought not to hold on to, you cannot be a Christian. I've been preaching all these years, and I've found wherever I've gone to preach this gospel that when you pin it down to the last point, there's always some one thing that stands between a man and God. He'll come up to this point, I can give up everything but this, or everything but this. Now, giving up that won't save him. But his salvation depends on turning his back on something in order to get salvation. And you can find that works out in life. Now, why can't we run a balanced program? Why can't we people see that? Why all of this disturbance and hip hooray and all that sort of business operating in America? Why can't we get back to the Bible? We all agree, if we are Bible-believing Christians, about what the Bible says. There's no controversy about the fundamentals of the faith. Every Orthodox Christian believes every fundamental essential to every other Orthodox Christian believes. We all believe you have to be born again. We all believe it's wrong to do wrong, and it's wrong to do wrong even to get a chance to do right. And all over the world today is a strange, diluted religion that we call Christianity. And it takes the red blood out of people to take it. Now, in the old days when we started out for God and became Christians, it cost us something. It wasn't easy. We knew it wasn't easy. They said it's too much to give up. You know, I remember one time a girl said to me, she said, I want to be a Christian. I want to be a Christian, but said it's so hard to give up my crown. Well, I said, I'll give you a little comfort if you'd like to have it. I said, you take your stand for Jesus Christ. Let him know you've taken your stand. That crowd will give you up and save you trouble. It's not as hard as you think it is. You just take your stand for Jesus, and you'll find out what will happen to you. They'll drop you. You won't have to worry about giving them up. They'll give you up when you're ready to take Jesus Christ as your Savior. And now you step over on his side. Yes, the world will give you up. Oh, but that's what she didn't want. Oh, yeah. Hard to give up a crowd. She didn't want to go out and move away from them. She heard in her mind the music of the dance out of the club. And she heard the laughter of all those folks around the cocktail table, see. And all that stuff going on. And that would drown out the voice of God in her ears that told her what to do. She knew what to do. Now, wait a minute. Let's live balanced Christian life. Let's don't do what God tells us not to do. Let's live separated lives. He said that we Christians are in the world, but not of it. He said our citizenship's in heaven. Now, in this world, we transact business. It's all right to transact business. It's all right to put money in the bank. It's all right to live a normal, everyday American life, but you don't have to have the spirit of the folks who live it. There's nothing in the Constitution of the United States that tells a fellow he's got to do wrong. Well, you're free to do right. There's nothing in the banking business and depositing money in the bank that Christians should object to. If it's a good bank, put your money there. Draw your checks. Render to Caesar the things of the Caesar, God the things of the God. But the spirit of the world's got hold of us. The spirit of the world. Well, what should a Christian do? A Christian should pay taxes. A Christian should render to Caesar the things of Caesar. A Christian should stand for the Lord. A Christian should be true to God. Now, in America, there's no excuse for some of us over here in this country. You're a free man, a free woman. They don't put you in jail for being a Christian. They'll persecute you. But there's no excuse for us. We can do the legitimate things, and we can be Christians. But we can't do what God told us not to do, and fail to do what God told us to do, and be what we ought to be. Now, let's remember that. If we're going to be the right kind of Christians, let's turn our back on everything that God tells us to turn our back on. And look down the road he told us to travel and be what we ought to be. We need some old-time, uncompromising Bible religion in this country. And if we don't get it, we're gone. Everybody's doing it. It's the spirit of the age. Well, if you do what this age is doing and keep up with this age, you'll go to hell because this age is drifting downward and not upward. And listen to me. If Noah, as I've said so many times, had kept up with his age, he'd have been drowned in the flood. When the crash of the world comes, if you're a Christian and right with God and haven't lived as a world, you can look Jesus Christ in the face with a clear conscience and go home to be with him. God help us to be faithful.
You've heard Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., internationally known evangelist and founder of Bob Jones University, who during his earthly ministry was one of God's great warriors for the faith. If you're interested in an educational institution which stands without apology for the old-time religion, the absolute authority of the Bible, which emphasizes the fundamentals of the faith and has high cultural and academic standards, write to Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.